Well, who can't say that 2020 certainly held its share and store of surprises for all of us? And in the world of real estate, and in the realm of buying and selling and mortgage funding, we were pleasantly surprised by some of the lowest mortgage rates ever offered since the beginning of time. 30-year mortgages for under 3% interest. That was just one of the surprises that we found in the financing world of home buying and selling in 2020. But I have to tell you, it wasn't all pleasant surprises. The appreciation was a good surprise, but we were hit with a little regulatory surprise. And here to discuss that surprise, which we call the adverse market fee, you're saying, huh? Well, that's exactly what I said the first time I heard it, when I was told about it by Mr. Harold Perkins of the Galaxy Lending Group. We got a big surprise coming up here December 1st.
December 1st, there is a refinance fee on conventional loans. It's 0.5% of the loan amount. This is implemented, being charged by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They call it the adverse market fee. And essentially what's happening with that is due to COVID and a lot of the extra unemployment benefits that were paid out, a lot of the benefits that went to support the economy during COVID,
they're gonna get it back on refi fees.
It's time to pay the piper on that one. It's
Harold, are you telling me all that free money everybody got? It isn't really free.
It's not free. and this is one of the ways that it's being collected is 0.5% of the loan amount. So for the average loan amount out there, this would equate to about $1,500 that gets added to your closing costs, not charged by the lenders. It's charged on the secondary market. This is coming from Fannie and Freddie as their adverse market fee.
To access my equity, I've got to pay a $1,500. I'm gonna call it a tax,
you
call it whatever you want. But to access my equity after December 1st, I'm going to have to pay the federal government a tax of 0.5% of wherever I'm loaning.
Yes. To reduce your interest rate or anything you're going to do on the conventional financing. Now, it's not applied on FHA or VA loans or on private loans. Anything that's sold to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac as a refinance will have this.
Adverse market fee?
It's the adverse market fee.
That's cute. That's going to be 0.5% of your refinanced amount. That's going to go to restore. You think it's going to go to restore the treasury, or are we just going to use it to build up more debt about something else?
Well, along those lines, and part of what's happening, and so it's while there is this additional fee, part of what's happening that's helped to keep the interest rates so low is that the Treasury is purchasing mortgage-backed securities to help stabilize interest rates, help stabilize that end of the market, and that's what's helped to keep interest rates lower. And so, again, that money's got to come from somewhere too. Right now, it's being those mortgage-backed securities are being purchased by the government. Then when we get into where the money's actually going to go and what's actually, I have no idea.
How did the industry find out about it?
Well, we didn't know about it at first either. And so it was a Friday night. I got an email at about 7-8 o'clock at night that said, starting tomorrow, the agencies have announced a 0.5% fee for conventional refinances. And I don't think it was coincidental that the announcement came in the evening on a Friday going into the weekend, so that try to keep it out of the news. And our industry lost its mind.
how do you interrupt a mortgage man's weekend sleep more than by saying starting Monday morning you have to charge another $1,500 fee.
And it was immediately effective. It was effective immediately. Where this starts tomorrow. Fortunately, you know, it's our industry also has a very strong lobby, and the lobbyists were able to influence the agencies to delay the start of the adverse market fee, and that ended up getting delayed to December 1st. But from the bank end of it, with that just being dropped immediately like that, there was just billions of dollars on the table that that would have just blown things up as far as refinances that were active at the time. So it was fortunate that the lobby was able to get that fee delayed.
Wow. Was this wrapped in somewhere hidden in the CARE package or the...
No.
Is this an independent legislation that had to go through by itself?
No, it's independent. Well, it's the FHFA, and so they're a little more independent. It's not anything that went through Congress or anything like that. They're a pseudo-government private agency, and so they can just determine that they're going to add the fee.
Adverse market fee.